If you are a businesswoman working to amplify your six and seven figure business from success to significance, then you know it's not just about the right strategies or the right tactics. It's more and more about high caliber people around you, your team, your collaborators, and advisors that can open doors for you and widen your reach. Welcome to Your Circle of Influence podcast with your hosts, Dr. Monica Ogando and Amy Walker.
There is a right way and a wrong way to use AI, my friends, and today we are going to be talking all about it. I am so excited to have you back with Your Circle of Influence podcast. I'm your co-host, Amy Walker, and I'm here with the amazing Dr. Monica Ogando. And today we are deep diving into AI. Now, I want to say with a caveat that I would not consider either one of us to be particularly like cutting edge tech savvy people. And we are definitely not coding on the weekends for fun. And yet... This is something that I know I am loving the time saving that it is bringing into my business. So I'm excited. And I feel like if I can do it, anyone
can do it.
Yeah.
Yes. I love it. I love the conversation around AI because first, putting aside some of the ethical and the moral conversations that people have about AI, if you... Because listen, if you're unethical and immoral, you're gonna any tool will do. That's not unique to AI. But when you can use it to leverage your time, when you can use it to leverage your intellectual property and to create and produce faster, because there's gonna be some rules and some protocols around this that we're gonna talk about, then yeah, you can become you are already an unstoppable force. Now you can become an unstoppable faster force.
Yes.
That's what I love.
It is a speed tool. And I do feel like this is one where already people are realizing you either get on board or you get left behind.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning when it came out, it was like lots of voices against, and now I'm just not hearing it. Everyone's like, well, this is the way the world is moving. It's kind of like when the internet got invented, you know, and some people were like, just, you know, go over and walk to their house and just see them. You don't need to email them. Mm-hmm. And now nobody is resisting that. Well, I don't know. My grandma was resistant to it, but she's passed on. So, yes.
All right. So the most common, the most popular AI tool that people, I'm sure you've heard about, is ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to get into all of that. We're going to assume that you can they're Googleable things. You know what ChatGPT is. If you don't look it up, Google it. One of the things that I love about using a tool like that is you can get really basic and you can get really complex and with the flowchart and the what if scenarios and the questions that you ask. Let me give you an example. One of the things that you can do is one of the prompts that we have used in ChatGPT is act like an expert curriculum designer and write me an outline talking about topic, bullet point, topic, bullet point, topic, bullet point. Give it to me and then the follow-up could be generate a social media strategy for exclusively for Instagram based on carousels, reels, and single posts that address these things with a call to action to sign up for the free webinar coming up on such and such. Like you can be that specific with it.
Yeah.
And ChatGPT will churn that stuff out. Now
Instantly. It's like magic, right?
Like magic. But here's the rule. Don't copy paste that shit. I mean, do, but that's not the end of it, right? What you want to do is copy paste that and then make it your own and then give it to your copywriter or to your graphic designer, et cetera, so that they can create things that are number one, on brand, right? Based on your brand and guidelines. And number two, that have your voice, because no matter how advanced we get in technology, it will never replace your humanity.
Hold up though. Have you given it your own writing samples and told it to learn your voice and learn your writing style?
Yes, and it still comes out like the lens of fingers. It's kind of like, what? Those aren't even human hands. It still comes out a little awkward. And so you have to make sure, even if just on a supervisory level, to make sure that it's like, okay, yes, it does sound
There
familiar.
is definitely
Or,
quality control involved.
yes.
So let me tell you a couple of things that we're doing with ChatGPT. So one of the things is that we, because I do a lot of video, you guys. That should not be a surprise to anybody. So we take the video and we use Otter AI to transcribe the video. And then
Yes.
we take the transcription of the video and we will give ChatGPT, like say, hey, learn our writing style, because your writing style and your speaking style are different. They just are. So learn the writing style based off of these posts, and we'll give it some of the posts that like I've written, right? And then we'll say, learn our writing style, and it will come back and it will say the rules of the writing style. And we'll say, great. Now take this transcription and use the writing style that you just learned and create 10 posts for me. It started with my voice. It started with my writing style. It actually does, like, I would say about an 80% usability rate that when I do those things, it pops something out that
Oh,
is
perfect.
very much me. But I've programmed it with a lot of me before I asked it to give me more me.
Yes, exactly. That's the key, that it's like, it's not this magic pill that it's like, boom, out comes another clone. No, they're just like with every tool, you have to train it and customize it to your
Yeah.
ends.
And the prompts matter a ton. So, whenever we're doing prompt, because I've found this is cutting my people's copywriting time and getting them out to launch so much faster. What used to take a week now is done in like 2 hours. And so, what I found is I always start off when I'm doing a prompt with the structure that I want it to use. So, I'll give it like an actual template of like, here's the template to write a landing page, learn this template. And then I will give it who the audience is, what's the outcome I want to desire, and what are my information bullet points. And then I let it go and fill it out. And it does come back with a high usability, but it always has to be edited. It always has to be tweaked and make it sound a little bit, more engaging. But you can get done, like, I mean, let's think about your average launch. You need a registration page, you need indoctrination emails, you need reminder emails, and then you need emails for the people who didn't purchase that are like the after webinar emails. That normally would have taken you a few days to get all of that writing done. And I'm a pretty fast copywriter, but like to actually do it well, that's a couple days worth of work. Now I feel like it's a couple of hours worth of work. It's so much faster.
Yeah, totally. Yes. And so that has accelerated a lot of the work that we do with the written word. You can also use AI for visual, for video, and for graphic design. So one of the ways that we've used it, for example, is with Midjourney. Midjourney can create logos and can create just even stock photography for certain things that you need. That there was such a craze at the beginning of the year or the end of last year with Lensa, where you can submit your own pictures to it and then it'll generate different looks, Egypt, ancient this and that, and the 1500s and the Renaissance and this and that. The other one that I tried was Try It On AI. Like, literally, that's the username. I mean, the URL is Try It On AI, and for $17 you get some headshots of you. Like, when you start looking and seeing it, everybody's coming out with some kind of like red blazer and the yellow shirt. It's like, oh, okay, you did try it on AI. So it becomes recognizable in that sense, which is a brand lesson in and of itself. But it allows you to shorten the production time, right? Because then it's like you really, sometimes you just need it for a brochure. Sometimes you just need a picture for a particular website. And you don't want to have to schedule an entire new photo shoot because you got a new haircut or because you need a different color. You can even change the colors of those tops
Right.
in your what you're wearing on Canva, or using tools like that. And so the point that I want to make, though, is that yes, you can use it for the written word, for video and audio, and proceed at your own discretion, by your own discretion, and use it for speed, not for duplication.
Yes. Well, it's not meant to replace you.
Right.
So
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
another thing that is so good at is brainstorming. So for example, it used to take me, Every time I, and you know, Monica, you know, I love to batch, right? So
Yes.
I film anywhere between 12 to 24 YouTube videos at a time. 24 is my highest, and it was not fun. I'm gonna,
Good
not
Lord.
gonna lie.
Yeah.
And so it used to take us several hours to do the research to find the right keywords. And now I can go into ChatGPT and I can say, create 10 SEO optimized titles for YouTube videos about this type of a topic. And it will pop them right out. Now, they're not 100% right, and they're not good all of the time. But what will happen is, out of that 10, I'll then go and check it against the tools that I used to use, which then can verify right away which ones are good and which ones are not. And so it cut our time down in half of like, what should we create content around? Or like, for example, with, I'll use some examples for my author business. I'll say, give me 10 different ideas of how I can promote my book in a TikTok video. And it will come back with different types of videos that I can make. And then I'm like, oh, okay, but I have to take that and apply it into my own space. Monica, have you started playing around with voice AI at all?
No, but I want to.
Okay. 11labs.io. You can make
11
your own
labs.
Voice. Yep. You can make your own voice. So you put in recordings of your voice and then it will record. And now you have an avatar of your voice. So someone else can type in and you can be talking.
Right.
And it really sounds good.
Is that legal though?
Free, yes. It's your own voice. So you can use your own voice in any way that you want to.
I know, but can I use your voice? Is that, you know what I mean? Like, can somebody get into like, oh, now I can use, I don't know, Beyonce. Look, I did an interview with Beyonce, but all you did was use a Beyonce clip to duplicate her voice.
So 11 Labs is an ethical audio AI company. So now, do I know exactly what that means or exactly how they do it? Not entirely, but I will tell you about the unethical ones. There are ones where you can take a recording of anybody's voice and you can upload it. And then the other thing that is happening with, because 11 Labs, you can use it for narration. So for example, I've narrated the I'm Not a Salesperson sales book. Now,
book,
I cannot sell that. I didn't personally narrate it with my voice. I used another narrator. I cannot sell that on Audible, but I can sell it through my own website and I can put it on my YouTube channel. So there's some limitations around where you can sell it and where you can use it. But other audio narration AI, they're actually just taking other audio narrators and they're using their voice without compensating them. 11 Labs has actually hired and paid the voices that they have in their voice bank. So if you're wanting any kind of like voiceover work, like when we first started our podcast, I told Monica, I was like, you have got to know somebody who has like a, just a super cool, like rich, deep voice.
Yes.
And she's like, oh yeah, I do know a person like that. Well, now we could just go on to 11 Labs and we can pick the gender. We can pick the, like where they're from, and you can customize by changing some things about them, like how the voices actually come out and how they sound. And then you can do your own voice AI work. So it's pretty cool. We could technically record a podcast and neither one of us has to do anything, because we could use AI to write the script of the podcast and then we could use our own voices to record the podcast and not have to show up.
What?
Now, I wouldn't go that far, right? Like, there is
right.
this pendulum of yes. like, what can we do and what should we do?
Right.
And I don't think we should do that.
Right.
But I would definitely use AI to generate ideas for what we should talk about. And also find like the keywords and the titles and the optimization of it. We never have a problem thinking of what to say, because that's just not a problem the two of us have. But if we were, we could be like, what are some ideas of things we could talk about? You know, if we wanted to have our assistant start creating promo videos for the podcast, that's where the voice over work could work really well, because she could create the promo videos entirely without us.
Right.
So yes, I think there are some really cool things afoot in the game of AI.
I love it. So if I were to give you guys a listener challenge, We would st where would we start, Amy? I think we would start with what are the things that if I had somebody, if I had a clone, or if I could have a speed demon handle these things, this would heavily increase my output, my production, the quality, et cetera, et cetera. What are some of those tasks? And then you can match that to artificial intelligence tools that can support that particular project, right? So for example, the copywriting piece and the creating a copy, even for your social media, ChatGPT is amazing for that. Midjourney for your graphics, 11 Labs for your audio work. How would you put this challenge together?
You know what I would say is I would look at it from three different perspectives. I would ask myself this question: where am I getting hung up in my content creation? Where am I getting hung up because I don't know the process or the ideas? Because it's also a really great teacher. So if you don't know how to do, like we were just talking about, well, okay, I'm going to go on a tangent here, but bear with me. We were just talking on Monday about how Google is going to change their search coming up in a month or two. They've just announced it. And I'm so grateful they did because it's giving us as business owners a chance to figure out what our game plan is. So their search is going to be AI driven. So it's no longer going to be a search. And then they show you all the resources that can answer your question. They're going to answer your question through AI. And then they're going to show you the resources. So the people who have been going to your website because you answered their question are now going to just get their question answered. That is a game changer with AI. And so we had the question on Monday that we're like, maybe we should start blogging again because we probably need to be putting out more answers that can be pulled into the AI and sorted as cited as a source. We haven't done physical blogging in several years because it wasn't super effective for us. And we had the conversation, we're like, what's changed in the blogging game? So I went in and I was like, okay, ChatGPT, what is an effective strategy for driving traffic to a blog post in 2023? And like, I just want the updates. And so then it pulls together a process for me. Now, am I going to take that and look at that as that's the Bible on blogging? No, I'm sure somebody smarter could tell me more ins and outs, but it gives me that starting point for something that I don't know how to do. So I would look at these three areas. Number one is in your content. Number two is where you're stuck because of lack of ideas in your business. And number three is how can you make the way that you serve your clients move faster? And as you ask yourself those three questions, it's pushing the acceleration button on you. But it's never replacing you. It should not be replacing you, but pushing the acceleration button on how to advance what you're already trying to do. So that's where I would start, is I'd look at those three areas, figure out what the needs are, and then go look for the tool that matches those needs.
Perfect. Beautiful. Beautiful. I
It
hope
was
that
actually super rambly, but thank you for being kind anyway.
No, I like that we say the same things in different ways. I love the fact that we have gotten into this conversation. Please leave us your comments down below to share with us what artificial intelligence tools you're already using or what you would like to use. Let's co-create our little wish list, as it were. And then, of course, you can always follow us on Instagram. Amy's at Amy Walker Coach. I am at Monica Ogando. And thank you again for being part of the Your Circle of Influence community. We love having you here. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, everyone.